Around the country, more than 100 protesters were arrested today at rallies to support wage increases for fast food workers. The events were part of the Fight for 15 campaign. It's an effort to win a $15 an hour minimum wage from some of the nation's largest employers, especially McDonald's. And while it's been involved for more than a year, the Service Employees International Union is having trouble organizing workers who won't or can't leave their shifts. Anne Mostu of WGBH was at one of today's protests.
A total of 8 fast food workers were peacefully arrested after sitting in the streets of downtown Boston this afternoon. They came from McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes, and Dunkin' Donuts.
I came here today to fight for what's right. I feel like everybody deserves better.
20-year-old Erica Concepcion is wearing her brown, pink, and orange uniform, even though she told her manager at Dunkin' Donuts she was taking the day off. Concepcion makes coffee and breakfast sandwiches for $8.50 an hour.
Minimum wage nowadays is not cutting it. Gas is expensive. Food is expensive. Sometimes, you know, people don't eat, and it's really upsetting.
Concepcion lives with her mother and brother in Boston and says she wants to contribute more to the family's expenses. Her only concern about a raise? The possibility of cutbacks elsewhere.
I'm just afraid that if we do get paid $15 an hour, a lot of people won't have jobs. Or they'll cut their hours down, and it's not fair.
In Boston, the protesters did not seem to have much of an impact on fast food businesses. Standing outside a Burger King, one customer wasn't sure about $15 an hour. He offered only qualified support.
Yeah, well, that's more than what I get. I think they should get it. That's if they do their job efficiently the way they're supposed to. They're dependable, consistent. I think they deserve it.
The Fight for 15 rally started at the Massachusetts State House with only 8 actual fast food workers. They were flanked by dozens of labor organizers and supporters. Together, they marched to a nearby McDonald's, but none of the employees inside joined the protest. Instead, they continued working, declining to speak to reporters except to say they couldn't afford the time off. That's part of what's making this a tough movement. Jeff Hall is a spokesman for the Service Employees International Union.
In June, you saw more than 1,000 low-wage workers from across industries unite for a series of wage action rallies across the state. So this campaign, this movement, is gaining momentum, and it's not just about fast food workers. You see today that home care workers are joining the Fight for 15.
Home health care workers spoke in the morning on the statehouse steps, but were not arrested for disorderly conduct. Union organizers say the movement has helped to raise the minimum wage in Connecticut and New Jersey. But the National Restaurant Association calls the Fight for 15 movement, quote, orchestrated union PR events where the vast majority of participants are activists and paid demonstrators, end quote. For NPR News, I'm Anne Mostu in Boston.